Welcome to the Running Educator Podcast, episode 11, Reteachable Moments. I am Mike Cummings, your host. Today's episode, I will be reflecting on my creative outlet, podcasting. During my shows, I've been able to talk to some incredible people thus far. Learning the art of conversation has been so awesome. I want to thank those people that have taken the time out of their day to come into my podcast and be willing, first and foremost, be willing to interview, and those people willing to share their knowledge and passion and experiences by paying it forward. So make sure you check out The Running Educator on Twitter. You can check it out on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, to give you a brief overlay of what the podcasts were. The first one was about education in a pandemic. The main point in that one is basically how educators are supposed to be teaching during a pandemic. I had my guest Levi Cavender come on, and he shared his wisdom. And well, this was back in March, basically his, I don't want to say scared tactics, but his concerns going back to school with a pandemic and basically a killer virus. And hopefully they have made it through thus far. The second one was actually really interesting. It was religion in a pandemic. It was basically a spinoff of the first show, and I was able to connect up with my guru, religious spirit animal, Dan Frisky, and basically had the biggest question I had was how, you know, churches are allowing all these people in without masks and how they're making the, you know, precautionary setups and all that. Which was very interesting. And so go from there. The third episode was based on resilience with my good friend Jake Reynolds. Basically, he went through hell and back, living in a trailer, you know, smoking, drinking, everything you could possibly do bad to your body. You know, he did it. And with much resilience now, I know he's sober. Living a healthier lifestyle, got his life cleaned up, has a well-paying job, good job to help him get through life, and, you know, with a steady relationship with his current girlfriend, aka fiance, who knows. But yes, going through your lowest point in your life, developing resilience through it. The fourth episode was Drive with Ian Riley, a good British friend of mine who came from England, and he was basically talking about his passions for getting the World Cup to America. And his son is actually the CEO of Idaho Rush Soccer, and so he has helped his son produce a great soccer club and be able to have soccer in Boise, Idaho. Which is not a very popular sport here. It's still, as people would say, it's still the upcoming sport, much like lacrosse, but I'm not going to go into there. But anywho, so that was Drive with Ian Riley, episode 4. Episode 5 was a very special one for me. It was about mental health with Leon Rusher, and we talked about some great resources for suicide prevention. We talked a lot about depression and anxiety and how they are coexist, which really suck. But it was all about suicide awareness. And basically her take was, you know, if it wasn't for running, she probably wouldn't be here. And I can contest to that. You know, I've been in a situation where, you know, I didn't want to wake up and it was really difficult. But I think a lot of people need to think about suicide is that the people do not want to die. They want the pain to die. So that would be my takeaway from that episode. Episode 6 was Grit with Laura Hamilton. She is a standout cross-country runner for Boise State. You know, she's from Australia, and she is living in Boise, Idaho during a pandemic, COVID. And, you know, not being able to really go home and see her mom and dad when this was back in March. So she's been here in Idaho. But she told us a lot about how she's living you know, through COVID and working out through Boise State and all the protocols that they have for their athletes. And it was pretty interesting to see how she is. But again, her mindset of just getting it done and living a healthy life and running when she can and being, you know, masked up. And it's really been cool to catch up with her and connect with Laura Hamilton. My episode 7 was Money Matters with Alan Aquina, who's a great friend of mine who is a money guru. And, you know, his biggest point and clip would be about, you know, where your money sleeps at night. And it's a very important podcast, I believe, for those people that are looking for, you know, money, financial problems, issues. It's a great way to have resources. I know the educational or education for finances and banking is zero. So, you know, it's fascinating to see that. And it's interesting to go through that process and be able to share it with other people to help them who are struggling, especially during COVID, you know, with these crazy times of rent and interest rates and everything else. It's just been crazy. But episode 8 was Cleaning Up the Messes with Amanda Mendez, a yogi extraordinaire. She's a good friend of mine from high school, and she has just been a person who has been perseverance, and life has definitely took a dump on her. But she talked a lot about, you know, her ex-husband and her living situation and spending money and her mom passing, and basically everything that she was doing led her to committing to the yoga mat. And so now she has her yoga studio, Authentic Yoga Studio, here, and you can check it out online if you need to. They have online classes. I highly recommend it. The yin class is awesome. So check that out. Episode 9 was Helping with PMA with John Joseph, which was fanatic. Oh, it was so amazing. I get so ecstatic just listening about it. You know, John Joseph is a hero of mine that I've known since in the 80s, with the Cro-Mags. And, you know, it was just so cool for him to take time out of his day to come talk to me about his passion for human trafficking. But, you know, we slid in some of his book clips, the PMA Effect, which if you haven't read it, I would highly recommend it. But the main point of that whole, you know, episode was basically over human trafficking, and the resources on that I found was just staggering with how many people are being trafficked every day and child trafficking, and it's just really horrible. So check out that clip. And again, thank you, John Joseph. And then my last episode, number 10, very special Pearl Jam reference to friendships with Derek Stiff. This is basically the one that was titled The Reservoir Dogs That Don't Die, which I think is absolutely hilarious, because my buddy Pete was like, in the movie Reservoir Dogs, you know that they all die, right? And I was like, here you guys, I thought you're going to be complaining about, you know, who's going to be Mr. Pink or Mr. Brown or whatever, but you guys are thinking I'm going to kill you. And I was like, no, that's the flip side of it, of being the Reservoir Dogs, is that you don't die and your friendship's been pretty solid. So yeah, those are the 10 episodes that I've done thus far. And it's just been an amazing outlet for me to do this. You know, with all the resources that I've gathered and people that I've connected with, it's really been an interesting journey. You know, I started this when I was in March, but I've been thinking about it for the last 5 years and just never had the courage to do it. And so that's one of my hopes, that if you're looking to do something that you've never done, the first step is just committing to do it. And I feel I did it, and I'm still learning as I go, and I love that process. I love being challenged, and whenever I have an issue or a struggle or something is in my way of a show or an interview or somebody, you know, doesn't commit and that kind of stuff, I just kind of take a step back and say, why am I doing this? And it's a creative outlet. It's a great therapy for me. And, you know, like I said, connecting up with people, it's been amazing. And, you know, all the resources that I've found, it's just been absolutely awesome. So, and the flip side of that too, I've just learned a lot about myself through this. Going back to March when COVID hit and wanting to do something because I was cooped up, and, you know, here I am doing stuff on, you know, Lolo TV or whatever. And it's really cool to see how I'm streaming live on Instagram and Twitter and Twitch and YouTube. And looks like Uncle Tom has joined. I'm going to say hello to him really quick. And, you know, it's just been fascinating. And I really would encourage anybody who is looking to do a creative outlet to definitely step out to that next ledge and do it. So for me, I based this show off the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. You know, being a person who has dealt with anxiety, depression, and thoughts of suicide, you know, I looked for many resources. And first thing I can say is, you know, I would credit Mr. John Joseph for giving me that PMA effect. And, you know, I was listening to his book. Again, this was in probably early April. And being 20 pounds, now 25 pounds at the time, overweight and drinking too much and eating crap food, that PMA book and the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline led to me a spiritually awakening and challenging my soul and looking at myself in the mirror. It was pretty difficult, but I feel now I'm more confident. And with that confidence, it brings me a vulnerability that I can challenge myself to do the next thing and help others. That's the biggest thing. Again, the payoff and the byproduct of this episode or this podcast is, you know, paying it forward. I wouldn't want it any other way. So, but yeah, you know, and that's the other thing. I'm 81 days sober now. Like I said, I've lost 25 pounds. I've been running more. I've been riding more. Actually been committing more to getting to a triathlon and working on my corkboard with my triathlon goals and personal goals and just goals in life. But going back to the original start of this whole show was based on the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. In every show, you'll see resources that I've printed out on Facebook and Tumblr. You know, anybody that's struggling with suicidal thoughts, anybody that's dealing with depression and anxiety and needs to talk to somebody, please call this number, 1-800-273-8255. I've done it, and it's no longer a taboo topic. We need to talk about it, especially now of where we are in the world with so much division and so many things going on and wrong in the world. We need to be there for each other even more. And so please do that. You can even reach out to me if you need to. You can email me, michaelpcummings@gmail.com. I would love to hear your story and would love to help you. So one of the other supports that I've done in Boise was the Women and Children's Alliance, you know, helping out the Hope House during Thanksgiving and doing Thanksgiving dinners for people. Serving the homeless has always been a big thing for me. The Resilience Project has been a huge thing for me too. If you haven't read that book, it's a great book about resiliency. A gentleman from Australia. And again, all these resources will be in my podcast description. So I put in the Idaho Parent Network for Children's Mental Health. As a worker, I'm a special education teacher. You know, I deal with students who are dealing with, you know, multiple emotional, you know, even addiction issues. And kids need help too. Kids don't know how to open up. So that link for the Idaho Parent Network for Children's Mental Health is a great resource for anybody wanting to help out and talk to their kid about the issues that they're dealing with. Family Advocates, Idaho Parents Unlimited. You know, this is all about family and learning how to help parenting skills, because I know myself, for anybody else, but my parenting skills came from my parents, which my mom was always working, so I never saw her. And, you know, my dad was a recovering alcoholic, or he was drunk. So I never really had a positive, you know, role model in my life. So Those are some tricks and trades for those people that are looking to raise their children right. I stumbled on Miles for Refugees through Strava, and I've been tracking my miles for the Idaho Federation of Family for Idaho Children Mental Health is right up there with the Idaho Parent Network for Children's Mental Health. The biggest one I found was Youth for Human Rights, which is a huge website, and they have all sorts of resources, especially for educators. They'll send you a whole booklet of lessons, videos, scripts, pamphlets, posters. I mean, you name it, they have it, and it's a great resource for teaching kids about their human rights. The human trafficking was a huge one. That was obviously through the Homeland Security, which was, again, the stats that I found on human trafficking is just grotesque. You'd be amazed what is going on in your backyard. You know, ironically, the day of the show, or the day before the show, a friend of mine who's a principal out in the Nampa school district, and he was telling me a story that they had a 15-year-old girl, which would be a sophomore, registering for their class, and her husband, that's what he said. And I said, let me hear you correct again. You said the 15-year-old girl's husband. He's like, yep. He had to come in and register because of the passport IDs was not matching up. So, you know, they didn't think of it at the time, but when they did think about it and they called back, the people bugged out. So interesting right there in little old Idaho. Is some human trafficking or some kind of arranged marriage or something is happening. So human trafficking, you need to wake up. You can check out things on Homeland Security. Operation Underground Railroad is another great, you know, resource for any kind of human trafficking. You can follow them on Instagram and you can join all those resources. My first sponsors going out to this was the Idaho Running Company. And again, Shoes was a great help for me getting my shoes. And Leon, like I said, she was in episode 5 when we were talking about mental health. Wonderful story that I had with her was when I was trying to catch up with her when we were running Zeitgeist Half Marathon. And man, I was just running as hard as I could and I could never catch up to her. But she was later would tell me that, you know, she wouldn't ride the curves. I was always afraid that some car was going to come around the corner and hit me or whatever. So I would stick to the curves, but she just ran right down the middle. She didn't care. So it was pretty cool to have that connection with her. And I definitely want to thank Idaho Running Company for helping me out. And as they've helped others, as again, the payback for this show. So, and then my next episode, actually episode 12, I'm going to be talking to Coach Jim Johnson. And I'm going to be sending out his story about leadership, and then his claim to fame is when he had a autistic student that he was coaching a basketball team. He was a manager, and he suited him up. The kid went out. T-Mac was his name. Kid went out and scored like 21 points in 4 minutes or something like that, and the whole crowd just went nuts. So I'll be looking, you know, look for that on Twitter and Instagram. I'll be sharing it, and it's just really a special thing for an autistic child to first and foremost, be in a gym that's crazy loud and be able to go out and score 21 points cold off the bench in the fourth quarter. If that doesn't get you motivated or excited or amped up for somebody, you better check your pulse. But other sections of my script that I share are my heroes, and you'll see that my mom is in there. She's a great advocate for me. She's always been an advocate for me, even though she's passed. My wife, who puts up with me. You know, Rich Roll is a huge mentor to me, a good hero. He's just, I don't know if you haven't heard his story, you should definitely look into it. Again, John Joseph, who is my punk mental health attitude guy. If you haven't checked out any of his books, I read his latest book first, PMA Effect, and then I read Meat is for Pussies, and both those books are great. If you're looking for one for motivation and just helping yourself get to be a positive person, PMA Effect is good, but Meat is for Pussies is another great book. Not just, you know, being vegan or plant-based or, you know, which a lot of the stereotypes come along with that, but just what we put in our bodies. And that was the biggest thing that I took away from John, is how he is so devoted on, you know, talking about sobriety and not doing it and drinking, talking about what you put in your body, red meat, and how it doesn't process in your body, and plant-based and how plant-based diets help reverse all sorts of sicknesses, cancers, disease, and preventative. And I, you know, that's one of the things that I've done in my journey. You know, I've gone to a pretty much a plant-based diet. You know, I have my cheat days here and there, but when I'm out for my runs and I'm doing my thing and I'm plant-based, man, I can tell you my runs are amazing in the morning. I'm getting up early, and I think the big thing for me was the alcohol. It was killing me, man. It was a mental roadblock. And, you know, if anybody's struggling with alcoholism, you know, I'm here. I can talk to you about it. I've done some AA, gone to some Al-Anon meetings. I found my spiritual meanings, you know, through meditation, getting up early in the morning, even some prayers for those, because, you know, I was doing the whole prayer thing wrong. I was praying for myself when I should be praying for others, but that's a whole nother podcast. So yeah, check out John Joseph. James Clear, if you ever get a chance, read Atomic Habits. That's such a great, great book to get yourself organized and how to help yourself and hold yourself accountable for any habit you want to make yourself better. It's such a great, great book. You'll see Coach Jim Johnson. I put his website on there. He's the gentleman with the autistic student that was on his basketball team, just scored 21 points. I threw in Pearl Jam because those are my heroes, along with Eddie Vedder. If you've never been to a Pearl Jam concert, then I know right now you can't. Make it a bucket list because it'll change your life. It'll change your view. My friends and I and my wife, we were lucky to go for our 17th year anniversary 2018. Was it 2018-19. We went to the Home and Home series for the Pearl Jam shows. And all that money was raised for the homelessness in Seattle. And it was just, the whole vibe of the city was just amazing. And the best part about that whole show was when Eddie Vedder came out and sung Tom Petty songs, I Won't Back Down. It was just amazing. And so if you get a chance, check that out. I threw in cheat codes, which is hilarious. And I did that the last show, episode 10, because of my wonderful best friends, Pete Buser and Derek Stith. So I put in the cheat codes for the Mortal Kombat finishing moves just for fun and have giggles because of it. But along with that, I put in the Four Agreements, which is another book you should check out. It's a great cheat code for life. And then the Daily Stoic, which is just great quotes from Marcus Aurelius, where you can just challenge yourself and really reflect on who you are as a person and going forward. So, man, I've rambled on for 25 minutes about the reteaching, and I just want to say I appreciate you guys taking a chance to listen to me. And I know my ADHD isn't the greatest for radio and my thoughts are all over the place, but that's one of the things that I've been focusing on, is trying to make it a really clean and clear podcast. So this is episode 11. I would call it AKA Snake Eyes Reteach. Again, I want to thank those people for helping me build this. And I'm, you know, crazy to think that I was like episode 1 and here I am episode 10, and I'm looking to do 10 more, and I'm looking to get more out and mix it up with interviews and mix it up with myself. And I would really appreciate any input. If you could write a review, whether it's on Google or Apple Podcast, you can catch me on several different platforms. Spotify is one, Breaker is another, Outcast is another, Radio FM is one another, Podbean is another. So I always try to put things up on Facebook and Instagram, so give me a like there. And again, you know, it really would make a big, big help for me on some reviews and some likes and some shares and even some subscribes. I'm trying to tinker with some ideas, you know, contributing this to. That's pretty much all I got for episode 11. And I want to appreciate everybody that's taking the time to take their day out and come check in with me. And again, if you need any help and what I can do to help you, I'm all for that. Make sure you check out the Running Educator Podcast. This will be dropped tomorrow. Check out the Running Educator other episodes on Anchor Podcast. Again, you can get at me on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr, all at The Running Educator. That's all one word. I also have my Facebook page, The Running Educator, up. Looking to book some sponsors and some more people to interview. So I thank everybody from the bottom of my heart, and I hope you have a great afternoon. Thank you.